Hi, this is Brenda Brim-Kruko with Brother Gene Wiseman, and we are doing the Voice of One Witness this week. And so it's our honor and our privilege to do it and to talk about things of God, talk about things of the Holy Spirit, and just to kind of sound off each other. And I don't know anything better than to do something like this. Do you, Brother Gene?
I'm not looking for anything better because I'm satisfied with this joy.
It's what he, it's how he made the body of Christ.
Yes. Amen.
He made us to do this, to fellowship with one another. And to, in the spirit, like you were talking about today, fellowshipping in the spirit.
Yes.
With psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, making melody in our heart to the Lord.
Oh, yes.
And then this love that we flow as brothers and sisters in Christ, we're growing in it. As we grow in our love for Christ and the revealed, as the Holy Spirit reveals that love to us and we let it manifest out of us, there's such a joy to that. That's what Jesus was saying for the Father in John 17, mm-hmm. that they may know my love and the joy that I have in them.
Hallelujah. To know that love. Oh, glory. And he's revealing it more and more.
Mm-hmm.
His love, his manifested love.
Yes.
His protecting love, his sustaining love. It's love is a force. You know, just like you can take the opposite, jealousy, as cruel as the grave. But love is resurrection power.
Yes. And that he, you know, Brother Gene, I know there were some things I might talk about. I might not get to it. It doesn't really matter. But that John 17 prayer, that was the last prayer that he prayed before his resurrection that's recorded in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And that was his prayer to the Father. And it was for us.
Yes.
It's for us. It was going into new creation realities. And those things that he prayed, him and his Father had a love,
mm-hmm.
have a love.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that he asked us to be a part of that love. That was what he asked.
Make them one, even as you and I are one. And that is, there is a oneness. And it can only come through true love.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, what the world calls love is really not love. There's such a simple scripture of truth. God is love. And you know, that's how so many people miss it, is because, all right, God is love. If you look down through the ages of time, reading the Bible, reading history, God was always found or discovered or revealed in simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
In simplicity. And that's why they missed his coming the first time.
Mm-hmm.
They did not expect him to be wrapped in something so simple as swaddling clothes,
mm-hmm.
laid in a manger, in a feeding trough. That's why they missed it. And that's why a lot of people miss it today. I hope I'm not saying anything wrong, but so-called churches, because there is, he was found in a bottle of oil, in a stick, in a stone. Simplicity. God's
That's
always
right.
hid himself in simplicity.
Yes, that's right. And that's just the simplicity of the new birth. If you believe in your heart and say with your mouth that Jesus is your Lord, you know, just it's simple. It's profound, but simple, you know. And but that's that love. And you know, back to John 17, that prayer. That's the, to me, that is what I'm seeing the glorious church operate right now in,
mm-hmm.
that they may know our love.
Mm-hmm.
And the word that the mom was given before she went to Israel, that they will see your love and see my love and know my power. And That's what we are to walk in as temples of God. Mm-hmm. Praise God. And the depth and the length and the height and the width. And, you know, I was reading a commentary on that, and they said that love passes ages, past, present, future, eternal. It passes dimensions. You can't measure it. And to think that the love of God that is in birth in our hearts and is being revealed more and more, what do you say? Thank you, Lord.
If he was God, we're looking at Jesus, the firstborn amongst many brethren, the firstborn. That meant there was going to be some more born.
Mm-hmm.
The firstborn, and God manifest in the flesh. I've often used this expression. Jesus was God's living love letter to the earth. If I want to know how Father God feels about me, his feelings, and I believe God feels, touched with the feelings of our infirmities. And if I want to know how God feels at me, all I have to do is look at Jesus. Mm-hmm. He was the express image of God. He was God's expression. When he stood there and the little lady was caught in the very act of adultery, and they wanted to stone her, we can see how God moved in that situation by the way Jesus operated. And it was love that I firmly believe that this end time move, this end time move, this great out, John G. Lake spoke of it. It's going to be a great move of the love of God manifest.
Absolutely, Brother Wiseman. The world has to see the fullness of that love before they see the wrath. You know what I'm saying?
Hallelujah.
And the wrath, I'm talking about the tribulation.
Mm-hmm.
When things are going to be, some judgments are going to be, and it will only be because people are hard-headed and they saw the love manifested. They saw the fullness of Christ in the church and they said, we don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't like it.
This may be a strong statement, but there's people that's doing the same thing today. Now that you're speaking on that, I was thinking of something. And now, even some things I may mention, it's not that I'm against or for. But I was sitting in a service not long ago, and I just thought, if I was to remove all the decoration, how much would be left that people would still stay for? Now, thank God for music. Thank God for lighting. But if some of the lighting was removed, if some of the effects, special effects that we can produce now with electronics, and they're called special effects. To me, a special effect is when someone can stand under the anointing and say, I command those blinded eyes to be open.
Yes.
But so many have traded that special effect for some electronical special effect. I call it decoration. If there's nothing wrong with flashing lights, if you want that with your music, but I would rather see a light come on the scene that could raise the dead.
Yes.
To me, that's the special effects that we need in our meetings.
Well, Brother Wiseman, are you familiar with Brother Kenneth E. Hagin's Plans, Purposes, and Pursuits book?
I don't believe I've read that one.
Well, it was the last vision that he had, and I believe it was 1987. And Jesus took him over camp meeting, and he talked to him about these, what you're talking to me about. He says they are substituting brass for the gold. And he was talking about how the Spirit, this church of the living God, was born of the Spirit, and it can't go man's ways producing special effects or things like that. And he was even told him some things about people got their feelings hurt, because he said even clapping is for man, it's applause. Mm-hmm. But he says when the Spirit of God in a meeting, he said sometimes, you know, the Spirit of God will be moving in a meeting, and it'll be so strong. And then people get so excited, Brother Wiseman, and they'll clap. But then then it kind of short circuits, and it just kind of, you know, it's like you kind of missed a leg or something. You know, it's not where it was. It was building. And he was just saying some things like that. When the Spirit begins to move, just how to cooperate with that Spirit. Because, you know, the Holy Spirit manifests many ways. And one way is a dove, and he'll just fly away sometimes. Or not fly away, he's in us. But in our meetings, he'll just kind of shut his wings when we get in that place with him. But no more, right, Brother Gene?
Oh, no more.
No more?
But, you know, every dispensation's experienced that. Mm-hmm. I can look back through even the Pentecostal move that I come in, and they could, you know, there could be a real move of God, but people, actually, Sister Brenda, what it is emotions gets in the way.
Yeah, sure.
And I'll use a term there, and most, a lot of times when you say flesh, people think you're talking about skin. But every time the Bible speaks of flesh, it's not speaking of skin. Mm-hmm. And but there is a surface move, but there's a depth move.
Yes.
And there's a generation coming up now. The deep is calling unto the deep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they won't be satisfied. I have a couple of kids in that generation. And we had a couple here last week. And they, what they do is they go around to different awakenings, and they talk about it. They report on it. And they said that the awakenings are in the youth, the kids. And we see that, the young people. They're sparking. And that's what, they're not happy. They're not, I think they see some of the, they've had the fireworks or the, and they're like, it's not there. It's not there. Amen. You know? And they're not, they see what the world has to offer. And they're like, yeah, yada, yada, but there's no substance in it. And, you know, there's not a rock. There's nothing to stand on. And they're like, that doesn't impress me much, devil. Mm-hmm. All that you have, that does not impress me. Yes. That's how my kids are. They know this, they have, and I believe it's this generation. So we're going to close with that about the power and the real move of God. And we thank you for joining us today. God bless you. Shalom. Shalom. Amen.